grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Well, hello, hello, Chris.
Hello.
Lovely
ora,
to see you again. Kia ora.
Lovely day out there.
You're enjoying...
Just noting how shit the forecasts are.
I know,
we were
right?
told thunderstorms. It's been beautiful. Great weather for smoking weed. And in fact, I did partake myself under prescription, of course. And hence, just explain my tardiness, because there's a new law. Well, it's actually not even taken effect, but I thought I would behave as if it is already.
Yes. Yes.
And therefore, I had to walk here.
That's a big one.
Not even on the bike. I had to
I
walk.
Know.
No, that was great. It's a lovely stroll. New law, if you haven't heard, the government has confirmed. They'd kind of intimated a little while back. They're going to roll out, they put that in their own press release, they're going to roll out and roll up the legislation this year.
Oh, God.
This is going to enable police to test the saliva of drivers using the same devices in Australia. These are the ones that are out 20% of the time. So 20% of sober people are being accused of being impaired.
Yeah.
And the other way around, 20% of impaired people are being not detected.
And
there you go, coming here.
I'm confused that, you know, we have the evidence that they're 20% out each way, but the New Zealand police are still like, yep, that'll do.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's
and in
crazy.
Fact, it's even recognised in the law. Now, this was passed by Labor, so I'm not expecting to make any noise about this. They're probably hanging their heads in shame, because this is their law. They passed under their majority last term, took effect last year. They knew the inaccuracy. You had to fail the test twice. You had to fail two of them. Not just once, but twice. Because they knew they were inaccurate. So somehow that would make it better if you failed two of them. Therefore, they must be right.
Where's Eli?
But
we
could
need
just
a
be out twice.
Statistician to tell us the likelihood.
So what they're going to do, basically, is rather than find a... part two of the thing. So one is, is that they recognise they were out. And second... They put in Labor's law that these tests had to measure impairment and be good enough to be used in court. And that's what they can't find any device to do. They're not accurate at measuring impairment, and they're not good enough to be used in court.
No.
So rather than actually doing that work and finding it, they want to change the law. This is the police actually pushing for it. And the Ministry of Transport still exists. Your MOT still exists.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's right. And so they were pushing for it. And and so now these swabs or these spit tests, that'll be used as a screening tool that will then let them take a blood sample, and then the blood sample will be used.
Okay.
This cop will get their syringe out and take a blood sample off you.
It's a bit scary, like
yeah,
if you're not...
it's a bit weird, eh?
I know people that literally, you know, lose consciousness when they have a blood test, so...
Yeah, we all know the difference between a painless injection and one that isn't. But anyway, so... the other thing, so then when you get to the end of all of that, so they take this blood thing, and under the current one, okay, it wasn't really workable because they couldn't find this device, or they said it wasn't workable.
Mm.
But whether you use the device or whether you do the blood test... What they've set is this limit. It's actually quite arbitrary. There's no science behind it at all. They set up a expert committee a couple of years ago to try and find what the level should be, and they couldn't work it out, and they just said, oh, let's just go with Aussie. It's one nanogram.
Really?
And just the magic number one for some reason. You know, no science behind it. So one nanogram, it seems like that's the least they can detect, so that's what you get. So it's not actually, again, not based on impairment. One nanogram, though, if you found with that, in any fluid, and that's the other thing, is why is it the same for all the fluids? But anyway, so one nanogram, that's a fine, but if it's three, that's criminal prosecution.
You are kidding me.
And the thing there is your average regular cannabis consumer, including your medical user, pretty much every medical user, is
going to
be above three.
Above three?
At any time. So even if they'd had some the night before to help them sleep, and it's the next day, they're not under the influence, they're still going to be above that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
It is a bit. The good thing, because in Australia, this has seen a lot of erroneous prosecutions, people that are not impaired getting prosecuted. You know, it's a waste of everyone's time, and you're not actually achieving anything. You're not actually achieving the goal of making the road safer. And but we actually have a medical defence, whereas they don't. So if you get a prescription and you're following the prescription, then you have a medical defence.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It feels to me a little bit like, you know, when you play a game with like a child and they just start making up the rules. It feels like none of this is based in any fact.
This is politics. Yeah.
It's
this is
politics.
Just the new government wanting to seem action-packed and, you know, doing something.
Oh, gosh.
You know, but they say they're evidence-based, don't they? They do say that.
But they're not. And,
well, let's let the people decide. So a recent study came out, actually, found the detection of THC. No, the detection of THC nor its metabolites in any bodily fluid is not correlated with impairment.
No.
This is a literature review of all the other studies, University of California at Davis, published in the Journal of the Association of Official Analytical Chemists. Note the official bit.
Yeah.
They're the official analytical chemists. They said this is blood, breath, urine, or saliva, not correlated. Conclusion, no direct relationship between impairment and THC concentrations. And they said current methods of focus on THC or metabolite concentrations in blood, saliva, urine, or exhaled breath can lead to false positive results for recent use due to the persistence of THC well outside the typical 3 to 4 hour window of potential impairment following cannabis inhalation.
Right.
And that's really what gets down to it, is wait 3 to 4 hours, you won't be impaired.
Okay, so we are taking a stand against driving when you're like, well...
Oh, absolutely.
I can taste
the
colour purple.
The responsible cannabis consumer does not drive while impaired.
No.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. But the fact is, you know, we manage that with other things. People get prescribed other medicines and you know, you manage it. You know not
that's
to do
true.
It.
True. You know so, not to operate.
Yeah. And I think the vast majority of people do that. It's just, this is going to get a whole bunch of unimpaired people. While also, you know, letting go potentially people who should be, not
bad
on the
news.
Road.
But you've got good news.
Good news.
Yay.
If you do go get your prescription, there's some new products.
Woo!
We've got three new oils became available this week. They're all from Australia. Rocky Oil, High THC, Luna is the Balance 1010. Apparently the first one. Of an oil of the Even Stevens.
Evens.
And then there's two CBD oils, Eve and Elan.
Cool.
So there you go. And then from Medleaf, a new flower called Orange Kush.
Okay, what's this about?
This is 21% THC. It's in a 30-gram baggie.
All right.
You can get it from your doctor, who's now your dealer.
Okay.
And you get your dealer, or your doctor is your dealer, and also your legal defence.
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
Gosh, doctors are having to stretch it.
Well, fortunately, there's lots of clinics, eh? You know, you can go to them. They specialise in it and they have the training and expertise, you know?
Totally.
There were two good studies that came out this week that are exactly why. So this isn't just joking around.
This is great.
You know, we take a lighthearted approach, but this is a kind of, it's sad, but it's positive. This is a new study. THC associated with increased survival time in palliative cancer patients.
Yeah.
People undergoing palliative care can actually obtain, possess, and use cannabis, like illicit cannabis.
Really?
It doesn't protect the actual person giving it to them, the provider or the caregiver, but it does protect the patient.
Wow.
So they do have that. They can obtain any kind of cannabis and they're okay. So that's good. So daily, this was the interesting thing, 4.7 milligrams of THC needed a day to achieve this effect. And below that, they did not see what they saw, which
any
was
change.
Significantly increased survival time in palliative care patients. There was over 9,000 people in Germany in palliative care. And their average survival time went from 15 days, from 25 days to 40. That's a sad bit, isn't it? My goodness,
yeah.
You're really down to it. But that's what they said, is that in addition to just surviving, they became more mentally and physically active. The increased activity and improved quality of life might enable patients to renew social contact with relatives and friends and to settle essential affairs before dying.
Yeah. No, I've heard, personal and, what do you call them? Anecdotes throughout people I know, and there is a strong thread of if you have cancer, this can really help you. Which I think is quite amazing, really.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff. It puts it all in perspective,
doesn't
it? It puts it all in perspective. And even for, people with that, because it's available to anyone, not just people with cancer. But here was another study that came out this week.
Yes.
Actually from Haifa, Israel, so boy, there's a place doing it tough. Patients' use of cannabis was associated with long-term improvements in their pain intensity and related symptoms. And what they're talking about is the disease burden, and it lowered the disease burden in people and enabled them to get on with their life. There you go. And speaking of which, back to local stuff. Stuffed at a story.
Yes.
Fund my cannabis, man's plea to ACC. This is a guy, Tony Jarvis, who wants cannabis. He's being prescribed by the cannabis clinic. And he wants ACC to pay for it because they're already paying for other forms of treatment from abuse and state care, mental health issues relating to that.
Right.
And after officially refusing, he went to the media, and then lo and behold, change of heart. So that's great. So people can do that. You know, it's a kind of case by case, but you can get ACC wins and or PharmAc funding.
Yeah.
On an individual level, if you can wade through all that.
If you fight hard enough.
Yeah.
You can get there. It's a message for all of you out there. Yeah.
Yep. Positive news of the week.
Yes.
The White House, we talked about in America, they were moving to Schedule 3.
Yes.
And they confirmed they're doing it.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Oh,
so that's
great
awesome.
News.
Normal though says doesn't go far enough and actually could really complicate things because now there's all sorts of federal agencies going to have a look into things.
God, it's confusing over there,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, it might have actually been a bad idea, but anyway. what else? In Australia, this was interesting, just when we are, hopefully if we're talking about legalisation, because they are there.
Yes.
And still are, you know, and they've got multiple legalised cannabis MPs in various states.
Yeah.
And at the federal level, you know, the Greens have got a bill to legalise cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And these researchers, forget where they're from, somewhere over there, they said you've actually got to make it cheap. This is one of the key things to, you know, don't tax the hell out of it. Because then you're only getting to people who are willing to pay that high price. And what they point out is the vast majority of people, they estimate at the 441 tonnes of good prime bud is the Aussie market, 98% of it is consumed by daily or weekly users.
Yes.
And those sorts of people tend to buy by the ounce, and so they're buying cheaper. So if you price it at more than that price, they won't buy it. They'll stick to what they're doing. So that was their key thing there. So in New Zealand, that would, you know, $3.50, it's $12.50 a gram. That's kind of what they need. If you do over their figures from this Aussie study, we would have $2.8 billion tax revenue on an 87-ton market. And to put that in perspective, that's 87 million tinnies.
Wow.
Just to put that into perspective, so you can imagine that.
Go New Zealand.
Yeah.
The stats in this are just amazing. You know, like, there's an estimated, I saw somewhere, $13 billion in use.
That's the Aussie tax take, is what they're saying.
Aussie
in Aussie dollars.
Take.
That's just the tax take on it. Yeah, yeah. So,
billion.
Yeah, when you do it to our population and rah-rah, I estimated that would be about $2.8
billion.
That's not to be sneezed at. Isn't that what the government's trying to save? Or less than $1.5 by firing people left, right, and centre?
Literally.
Legalise cannabis, you've got it all funded, people keep their jobs. Jeez, come on.
Come on. Yes.
Let your MP know that. Let your MP know that legalising cannabis could completely fund their deficit.
I'm writing my letter now. I don't want to see people lose their jobs. I just want to see marijuana become legal.
That's right. We get two ticks for that. Yeah. So coming up tonight then, if you want to come up to K Road, there's a block party.
Yes.
Surprise.
Oh,
there's a block
yes.
party tonight
yeah.
on K Road.
Headlong to that.
And also tonight, Whakamana Social Club down at the Blue Frog.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to head down to that afterwards. Substance checking, 1st of June, that's a Saturday at the shop, the Hemp Store on K Road. And then on the 6th of June, which is the first Thursday of June, we have the opening night of the High Art Photography Exhibition by Hayley Thayers. That runs to the end of the month, or 27th of June. But first Thursday is the opening night. That's going to be great.
Great stuff. Oh, I'm excited. That art exhibition sounds amazing.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you, Chris, and shout out to the Hemp Store. Another beautiful week of Marijuana Media.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with you.